So how quickly did everything kind of come together? Like, when did you kind of find out it was going to happen?
Just kind of the day of, kind of. Okay. Just speaking back and forth with my team and the Browns, and we came to something that, you know, we thought was good for both sides moving forward. Got the deal done.
What does it say to you that, you know, John Dorsey obviously wasn't here? I mean, that was two general managers ago that drafted you, but he wants to keep you around. I know, right? He hasn't been in the league that long. But he sees the value in having you here and wants to keep you around.
That's a good sign on my part. I mean, I've been going out each year and kind of doing my job, whatever that may be at the time, and, you know, just proving to the organization that I'm kind of, you know, a consistent guy that's going to give you his all game in and game out.
Did you feel like last year you kind of found yourself a little bit? Because I know the first couple of years it was, at least from the outside, it was kind of like, you know, what is Duke Johnson? And last year they kind of moved you all over the place. Kind of feel like you've kind of found your role a little bit last year?
I'm still trying to find that groove, but last year was definitely a good start. I was trying to figure out what I want to be in this league, what kind of player. And moving forward, I think last year is just something I can build on.
How are you acclimating to the Todd Haley system? What do you like? What do you not like so far?
I like it all, to be honest with you. I just know it's a lot for me to have to learn. I have to learn multiple positions, a lot of different checks, a lot of different things. So it's a lot on my plate. But I embrace it. I'm ready for the challenge, and I'm ready to come back after these next 3 days and come back during the training camp and really show what I can do.
What's the mindset for these 3 days? You know, it's not about fighting for positions, whatever the case might be. Is it more about just learning everything, installing stuff, or seeing what you've done after the first few weeks?
It's the next 3 days just about getting better. You have time to prove yourself, come training camp, preseason game. But right now, we're still trying to get each other better and just trying to go out on a good note.
Anything special that you're going out buying or doing anything with that new contract? Is there something you've earmarked for maybe a little gift for yourself?
For myself? Not
for
yet.
Family?
Probably a house, for my mom. That's probably my biggest purchase outside of that. Same old living.
Good, can this offense be? I mean, you guys have all these new weapons.
On
Josh,
paper.
Josh is going to be around from the start. You got a quarterback.
Yeah, I talk to my family, my brothers, all the time about it. On paper, we have a solid team, a very good team on paper. But again, we have to come out and perform. Everyone has to be on the same page. Everyone has to, you know what we're doing, game in and game out. We just have to make sure we prepare. Like we want to win.
What about Tyrod? Now that you kind of worked with him for a month now or so, what's it like having him around?
It kind of shows what a vet quarterback is. The way he handles huddle, the way he anticipates throws, the way his knowledge is for the game. It just shows. I think the only other quarterback I had like that since I've been here is probably Josh McCown, if I'm not mistaken. Definitely Josh was another kind of vet quarterback that kind of did everything that vets quarterback do. But Tyrod is definitely a guy that we have a lot of trust in, and we believe that he's always going to put the ball in the right places. As long as we protect him and keep him off the ground and keep him, you know, staying on his feet, we'll be all right.
So, I mean, that's noticeable. Nothing against Deshaun, obviously, but he was a rookie.
It was a lot of Deshaun's plate. So I definitely said it was a lot to ask of him, regardless of where you were drafted and how you got here. It was a lot.
Is there something about Tyrod that stands out to you that maybe you didn't know when he first came on board that surprised you, whether play on the field or behind the scenes?
I think the biggest thing for me is his anticipation. The way that he throws the ball before the receiver's out of their break, the way he kind of knows, what a defense is, how much time he has in the pocket, all those things that, you know, comes with being a veteran quarterback in this league.
Is there something we haven't seen from you?
Something you haven't seen
from me? We're hoping to see lately. Is there a Duke Johnson that we haven't seen yet? We've seen you catch, run, return. What more can you add to your game this year?
Consistency. That's my biggest thing. It's been consistent game in and game out, regardless of score, regardless of who we're playing, regardless of weather. the Duke I always try to bring out is the most consistent one.